Many of them could no longer stand straight. Some appeared worn out. But one thing that is common to the elderly men and women at the venue of the news conference is the fact that their agility and youthful attributes have disappeared over the years. Observers could only pity them as they struggled to display placards with inscriptions like "Federal government, don't kill us of hunger. Please pay our money. PENCOM, pay our minimum pension as approved by the National Assembly. And PENCOM, please pay our 33% and 5% pensions arrears," among others. Spokesperson for the group and national president, Nigerian Television Authority, NTA Pensioners Association, Mr. Kayode Da Silva, told journalists that it was unfortunate that the government was treating those who had contributed to the national growth so poorly. Mr. Da Silva said the delay in the commencement of monthly pensions, gratuities payments to contributory pensioners was worrisome and lamentable. He explained that the last batch of federal contributory pensioners were paid in 2018, a situation which he noted had made life unbearable for the senior citizens.
In the present day Nigeria, it sounds unbelievable but true that some federal contributory pensioners still earn less than 10,000 naira in a month. The issue should be revisited by PENCOM and the government. We are appealing to the federal government of Nigeria to see to the plight of federal pensioners.
Mr. Da Silva stressed the need for government to make public the templates used for the computation of terminal benefits of pensioners and address the shortfalls in the payments of their terminal benefits. The Pensioners Association president, who commended the federal government for ensuring prompt and regular payment of monthly pensions after initial commencement, appealed to the government to accommodate the pensioners in the National Health Insurance Scheme. Also, the vice chairman of the association, Mr. Ademola Oladosu, appealed to the government to always remit its own contributory fund to the scheme in the interests of the pensioners.
The federal government has refused to remit its own contribution, and not until the federal government does that, the PFA will not issue anything because they will not know how much you are really going to collect.
Mr. Oladosu said the association will continue to engage the relevant stakeholders until their demands were met and sought the support of all Nigerians towards protecting the rights and interests of the retirees in the country. In Abeokuta, Olusegun Folarin, Radio Nigeria.